station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
And here we go. It's just a little bit after 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday night. Guess where you are? You are live in Studio C with the show. It's Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee along with Kat Carlson and Al Perkins. This week's special guest star. Hang on, let me get the cameras. Let me get the cameras on. There we go.
We waved and there was no camera.
You can't see him in that shot, but he's here. He's been here before. Where is that camera? Let's do this one. There he is right there. Jason Carlton is with us.
From a distance.
And Maggie in the background.
Yeah, I was just saying that a cat walked by.
Maggie. She's still alive.
Now so. She walks by again, then you know there was a glitch in the Matrix.
Yep.
Somewhere. She's still alive there. She'll be back. She's having trouble again. I'm not sure what we're going to do with her.
Poor baby.
Well, it just happens. She's old. Put her out to pasture. It's all right. Anywho, we're here. Marnie's on her way as usual, so I think we're just going to get this started. I have a very, very potent cocktail. Al's drinking a wine, Carlton's got a wine, and Kat's drinking, what is it you called it when you went into the
fridge? Shitty beer.
A shitty beer. And I said, you bought it. It's not like it was just gifted to you. It's like you received some shitty beer.
It's true. I went
but
to
you
the
purchased
store
it.
And of all the selections, I selected this kind.
This shitty beer.
This shitty beer.
Mine is a gift wine, and it's not bad.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's been sitting in my fridge for a long time because I've been eyeing it suspiciously.
Would you care to share with who?
It's
what
called like some kind of Viognier, but it's an American Viognier, so we don't trust it.
Yeah,
but
no.
Oh, okay,
but it's not bad.
Got it. And there is a this is a Crown and Seven for those of you who care. And this is coffee as a backup because uppers and downers.
Got to Judy Garland your way through this,
right? Exactly.
Would you like to make some? He's like, coffee is made. Would you like some? And I'm like, no, I really just want to go to sleep tonight.
Came
just
to
with
drink
my
sure.
wine. He goes, well, it balances each other out. I figure the wine's gonna really wind me.
One's
down,
gonna so. Win. I think maybe I'm wrong, but
they
we'll
usually
see.
Do.
Well, so what were you about to say about your lager?
Well, you know,
text me yet.
This beer's been through quite the change of attitude because we got it in at Cobalt and we said, what the fuck is this shitty beer? We're never gonna be able to sell it. So we started just drinking.
So it's here now.
Yeah.
So no,
still hasn't sold
at the bar. You know, sometimes when you're just trying to get rid of something, you just buck up and you drink your way through it. Right?
Oh yeah, because
so
it's still booze,
right.
Regardless. Right.
And you know that employee discount is compelling. So.
Yeah.
So those are like a buck and a quarter a piece or something.
It always makes me ask, how much can I drink?
Right.
Oh, at my bar, we just put it in a brown paper bag and put it on special and say, here you go.
Yeah.
That's this mystery lager is yours.
Even that wasn't selling it. So we started drinking our way through it. And about halfway through the case that, you know, we actually sold two of them. About halfway through the case, me and Drewby, we went, well, it's kind of growing on us. It's light. It's got, you know, fairly beer flavored. It was summertime.
Fairly beer flavored.
Right.
The second thing that comes to mind is beer.
Beer. That's always, you know, good. Yes.
Some red flags, if you will. It says right here, it says it's crafted to remove gluten. First of all, I don't even know how you do that with beer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure like beer and gluten are synonymous. So I'm not
there
sure how that happens.
There are gluten-free beers.
Budweiser, famously gluten-free. Don't know how.
I
don't
know.
That. Never,
perhaps this beer has also... use
the,
that particular wizardry.
Your thing about the employee or the get rid of crappy beer,
yeah,
crappy vodka, liquor, whatever bars. It just reminded me of a story. Stacy here in Phoenix, when he set up, you know, his point of sale and everything, there's a button called get rid of.
Sure.
And that button is just got three other buttons under it for $2, $3, or $5, I think. And it's for whatever booze they've decided we're not going to sell anymore.
Right.
We're just going to get rid of it and cheap people can buy it.
Those promo bottles.
So when we were in Palm Springs getting them set up, the staff was learning how to use the system. And so they enter something and they're like, well, how do we get rid of it? And the one guy just kept hitting get rid of. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, that's for, you know, that would be your price. He goes, I understand. He goes, I'm just trying to get stuff off the screen. And I'm like, oh, sorry, you didn't understand.
Understood.
You didn't understand.
You did not receive said memo.
This is for crap that you're going to be getting rid of later when you've been open for a few weeks and you have shitty vodka that, you know, nobody's going to buy this crap.
Right.
So there's that. Ladies and gentlemen, Marnie Ryer has walked in. Marnie looks like she's been working hard for the money.
Yeah.
She does work hard for the
you
money.
You did. Did you punch out what?
I punched the shit out of things.
Yeah, you look like you've
that
been. Good.
Normally would change, but I apologize. I'm not.
Nobody cares.
I put on some Fahrenheit.
You did.
So it'll, you know.
It's like 1991.
Just a little bit, yeah.
1993.
93, okay, it's good, all right.
Yeah, 93.
Maybe still.
The CVS still locks it up.
They do.
Well, you can buy it online. It's I used to wear Drakkar. I never actually. Everyone, I think I wore Fahrenheit for a minute, but Drakkar I used to wear. Yeah.
Oh, mine was Paco awesome. Rabanne. I just thought Paco Rabanne was the.
Yeah. I thought Paco pajamas. Was hot too.
Yeah.
My God.
I bought it on an airplane the first time when they used to sell things down the aisles of the airplanes. That's how old I am. Well, you had your cigarette, and they would. You had shopping, your magazine can. You could buy it right off the card as it came by you.
No kidding.
You catalog shopped first.
I didn't know
shopping
that.
At 35,000 feet. I've not heard of it.
I never did that domestically. But my flights to Europe, yeah, they would it was sell an it international to you. Like flight. Literally, they had duty free shops on the plane.
He said duty.
Duty.
Duty. But you did. So you read a little catalog, and then later they came down with a cart and showed you. Things and if I remember
displayed
correctly, you could try
wares.
Some stuff on.
Display like, their
I remember
wares.
There being
caftans.
Yeah, like clothing items.
Sure.
A Paco Rabanne scarf.
Where I got my first Swatch watch too. Was on an airplane.
Not loved the Swatch watch, Alfie.
Yeah, because I didn't have them in America yet.
Loved Swatch watch.
I had a couple Swatch watches, but I don't think I think again something I inherited. I don't think I ever actually bought one.
Or did you? They just were $30. They were trained it out.
No. Actually, I don't think I ever did do the swapping of that. What happened?
Swatching.
I don't know, something happened.
Nothing.
Just all reading right. In the chat room. Carry on.
Carry on, carry over, Cary Grant.
Yeah, so I mean, I had the one that was like, because I was moving to the desert, so I had one that was the desert themed in turquoise and pink, which I can't believe I wore.
Turquoise. Mm-hmm.
And then I had the basic black one that was very hard to find.
Sure.
And then I had a tote that was really funny because it had the Swatch watch face as the front of the circular tote bag. That's kind of a Swatch for a little bit, but it was cool because I felt like I discovered them because they weren't in America yet when I found them.
I did discover them.
Yeah. I was the proud 10-year-old that went to the Swatch Mart with my mom, and they had the Swatch watch lookalike, but the big giant plastic version to hang on your wall.
Oh yeah.
I
came this close to owning one of those too,
and I got
this
it
close.
For $10 back at the Dallas Swap Meet when I was like.
So
10
I guess
years
the
old.
News story is that for a couple years I wore watches.
That's true because you do not routinely wear a watch.
You really kind of buried the lead there.
But yeah. Actually, you don't wear much jewelry
don't
to speak
any,
of.
Yeah, I don't like anything touching me.
Well,
yeah,
there's
well,
a story there yeah. too.
How's that working for you?
Show me on the dollar.
Really, I'm doing really well.
You're a success.
Yeah, exactly. A success rate I never dreamed of.
Well, let's begin by going around the table. What have you been doing lately? Start with Kat Carlson.
I've been napping for 2 days.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you've been exhausted making videos for 6 months for AIDS Walk.
My goodness, the struggle. Let me tell you, begging for money is real. So
but well done, by the
thank
way.
You,
by the way,
thank
yes.
you.
My total was over
just almost
1,500. I landed
oh,
just
personally.
After 1,500 myself. The team landed at 30,000 and some,
just under 31.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Yep. And this year, not that it makes a difference, but this year there
always
was no offer of matching. Because if you remember last year, there was like a whole week where Walgreens was matching all of the donations. So a lot of everybody's totals came from Walgreens matches last year. So this year it's 100% begging and panhandling.
And drag now, when Barbara was here last week for her last minute plea, I feel like we weren't near 25,000 even.
No, we raised what 15,000 in a week?
In a minute and a half. And she even said that morning at Cobalt that they had stalled for like $8,000 or $9,000 for several weeks, and she was really concerned that it wasn't going to happen this year at all. And then all of a sudden, it just went nuts.
Yeah. Well, the goal is always 10,000. It's always the stretch is 25. So the fact that you all hit 30 again is just. An amazing testament
it's
to the work put in by
wonderful.
Everyone.
And the span between, because they do the top three fundraising groups, so there was the first group that was like at, I don't know, $2,500, and the second, number three was $2,500, number two was like maybe $5,000,
right.
And then you went to $31,000. Yeah. So there was quite the span in between the two.
Oh, what was the other Barbara's?
She's no longer doing it.
Team. Oh, she's not?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Fountain Hills Barb?
Yeah. I saw that, and I thought that was
because
that
was
first
always
time, wasn't it?
For years and years, it was always the two Barbaras,
right?
And
Hills Barb.
She may be taking a break.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
life comes, you know, life comes up.
It comes and goes for sure.
I wasn't involved this year, not in a walking sense. I still donated, but.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Then really, that's all. That's all. Yeah. That's what Al did. Yeah. He slept in for the cure.
You and I both, the two baldies of the show tonight, had to take a break because
Marnie hasn't taken her hat off yet. I understand.
That's right. Thank you.
But I have
you
proof.
Promise.
I haven't seen Marnie in months, and I have proof that I was at work because she saw me at work.
That's right. I've seen him two times.
Yes, in fact, you text me saying
I was like, I just saw the Aaron in the Marn.
Yeah.
Now, if I could, I'll show. I realize, again, Al wasn't there. This is, we are down standing in front of City Hall in downtown Phoenix. And so that's not everybody in our group, clearly, because they were scattered all over Hell's Half Acre. So that's a pretty good, that's a very good representation of all of us, myself and Barbara. Kat, you weren't there. Were you in this room?
I'm in that picture.
You are? Where are you?
To the right. I'm standing row.
Oh, yeah. Sunglasses on.
Orange sunglasses.
Next to a bald.
Oh, I see you now. I see you now. Yeah. Well, you're next to Brock.
Between Brock and Jeffrey.
Gotcha. Yes. I see. Oh, Baldy. Got it. There's that. So anyway, that was a...
You can always see Dusty. He's tall and then has even taller hair.
Yeah. Very good. And Olivia Gardens, our reigning Miss Gay Arizona America, is in like the second row behind the little girl. Then the little girl in the very front row down there crouching down, she is the top fundraiser for the... For the kids division, right. She's doing
kids
very
for
well.
The cause. Yeah.
Kids for the cause. I knew it had a...
Yeah, she's doing it.
A catchy little thing.
Hello, Amina. I don't like that game. I'm going to have to switch chairs to somebody.
Well, I'm just doing it so I want... So he's involved.
Aaron, hi.
You don't have to show me either.
I'll happily...
Now,
he's in the corner there. So the bald guy sneaking in the corner on the left there. That's Jason Carlton. And I did this just in case we need to verify... people who's there, so we know that it's special guests.
But then you can't see him.
But I just want you to know, based on my contract with Doug Wiggly, you can never be guest villainous.
That's okay, right.
You have to just be
Jason. I definitely went by Gayson or Princess anyway, so I don't have to be villainous. But I like Gayson.
Was that 7th or 8th grade?
It does feel like an elementary school.
Children are cruel, but memorable.
Oh. So
and often accurate.
Yeah.
Now, Jason, you came up in conversation, and it's funny that you come up in the same conversation a couple of years in a row.
Oh, God.
Unrelated to anybody.
I don't go around the bar showing my dick anymore.
No.
And you know a lot of us.
That was
for
what they mentioned. They were upset about
that. That was not
that.
The topic we were discussing.
Was it you that taught me about the belt buckle?
No.
But that went on for a long time.
But I saw the belt buckle about 150 times.
Is there
times.
A story?
Oh, no, that was Chad, the karaoke
host.
Chad,
the karaoke guy.
Oh, that's what it was. So we would, it's kind of like just...
tell a story, please.
Just a quick version. I mean, the belt buckle
why?
Is,
we got 3 hours.
The belt buckle is a way for you to pull your testicles out of your pants
Jesus Christ.
And set them on top of your jeans and then turn around and be like, look at my belt buckle.
Yeah.
So it was Chad, our really hot karaoke host back at BS West days.
All right.
Like, I don't know, more than a decade
I'm
going to
try
ago.
That tomorrow.
I was going to say, can we do that?
So that was part
you're
going to
try
I,
that tomorrow.
I say,
wow.
I say good luck.
Pull the
sir.
Packer out?
Why not?
No, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Try it.
Actually, it would be quite humorous if you actually got a fake set and did that.
And the thing
just
that makes it weird
the
is
shit
because
out of people.
Yeah, you don't expect the testicles up that high on the body, so if you're really like, what am
yeah.
I looking
what,
at?
What is that?
And
what,
it takes your
is that a skin tag?
Why are the beans above the franks?
And why are there two franks? Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so what, I got brought a
two franks walk into a
not.
Bar.
Due to
the conversation, because it's this time of year, it's the Halloween season, and I have been asked more than once, hey, is Jason Carlton helping you with the BS West Halloween show this year? And I'm like, no, why would he? Oh God, he was so funny that year. You're
the
still
year that I was so fucked
the
up?
Still the year that you were so wasted, and I had to make you sit down and just stop messing with shit and all that. And then that was the year that you apparently got abducted by aliens over by the Air Force Base.
Yep.
And all that shit. Your that memory for people is still very clear.
Well, from Scottsdale to the Air Force Base, that's quite the journey.
No. So I wasn't. I never claimed aliens.
No. Maybe Mexican people. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that kind of alien possible. No, I had no wallet, no phone. My phone died. Everything was missing.
He was crying next to a dumpster.
Yep, I was crying next to a dumpster, and a minivan of said people I didn't know picked me up and then dropped me off on McDowell and Scottsdale Road. So I at least made it a few miles south. Well, then I decided I'm going to start walking back towards home, which is Central Phoenix.
At the time, at the time, weren't you still living over there or were you living here?
I had just moved in with you.
Okay.
Like 2 months prior.
Okay.
How did Scottsdale and McDowell help you get closer to home, or was
they got me to McDowell. We were
so
at BS.
It's farther south from BS, sure.
So that I got dropped off on McDowell. So I started walking west, and by the time I got
west.
To the zoo.
Oh, yeah, and then your legs gave out?
And I just was, I mean, done. Just drunk walking through the desert is what was happening.
Drunk and tired, and these heels are killing me.
Yeah, sure. And he was supposed to ride home with me, and then he never showed back up, so I just went home.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to find him? I got no phone, no car, no motor.
Why would you go looking at the zoo?
Well,
right. He's not really into that kind of thing.
Yep. No. Nope.
By Papago.
Geographically, one is this way, one went
this
way.
Yeah, it just was a really... Yeah. It was... A long morning because I was walking home in the sunshine.
So the next day we heard about all this kind of stuff, and then the reports got back to Heather and the rest of the cast and crew.
Oh, so you were at the Army base, not the Air Force. Okay.
Or whatever that is.
But the Air Force bases in Arizona are way the fuck up.
Right. No, I'm sorry. No,
the
it was
one
that,
at Papago right
no,
there. Was right? Yeah, the military installation.
Right, yeah. Next to the Red Mountains right there. So, yeah, but that was kind of funny that he got dropped off for whatever reason. I don't know what good they were trying to abduct you for. Like, what did they think you had to offer?
Maybe they saw the belt buckle.
Already...
Yeah.
The belt buckle on top of the leather pants. Because I remember that year I was wearing leather pants.
Jesus Christ.
No one should ever wear leather pants.
Hello, Mom, in the chat room. There, everybody else. Oh, my God. Yeah, so you're still...
Yes, that got brought up again because of the famous year of me getting really wasted.
But that wasn't the only time he helped you, was it?
Oh, no, but that was the most memorable.
That wasn't the only
memorable.
Time he was wasted, was it?
Yeah. Oh, no, because he was drunk. He was trying to round up equipment and load it back up, and I was trying to play Tetris to figure out how to fit all of it in the truck. And I just sit down. I can do this faster and easier without your help. So he sat on the curb. Then he started to walk down the alleyway towards... What was the bar that closed?
Acme.
Well, no, Acme, and then down to Los Dos Amino, whatever the fuck it was. Then he passed up by the dumpster and carried on from there. But it was just kind of funny. But when the story got back to everybody the next day when I went to pick up equipment, did you ever find Jason? Oh, yeah, we got her. She's home. Yeah, that all came. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
This year, it's the lovely and talented young man, Tammy Bopst, is helping me set up. So she's returning to the place from which she abruptly quit.
Yeah. How drunk is she going to get that night?
Don't know. I won't be, but she probably will. I only need her for setup. I don't need her for teardown.
Yeah.
Teardown's easy, but the setup is what takes the longest.
I got
that
probably best.
My drunk year wasn't the same year that I was standing on top of the building all completely wasted.
Yes.
Was that?
To run wiring.
Year. Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, and he literally, I look where you've got the courtyard with the stained glass. He's on the top of the roof standing on a cinder block, throwing wire over to me. And he's just like, I'm up here.
I couldn't.
Yeah, no. She climbed on the ceiling. She went through windows, all that upstairs bar, out of everything. This one.
Hopefully just the insurers of said bar are not listening.
You know what? Everything went off without a hitch.
Yeah, there you go.
No problems. Ed Studios still
going.
I got trashed at hole in the rock one time there at Papago Mountains. I don't know, hiding from the police at one point because we were somewhere where we weren't supposed to be.
Oh.
Running down the mountain, then had to walk back to Scottsdale.
Pocono Park.
No. Near. Very near.
Adjacent.
But for a different purpose.
No.
Okay. Hole in the rock has a different purpose than poke a hole.
Wow. Smoke all the words the sound rock. The same, but you're still guilty. My God.
Do we need to elevate our rating on this show?
Yeah.
We're already explicit. Yeah. You can't do much else.
Can't go further.
The only thing I don't have is age restriction because that means people have to sign in to view us. Oh, God, we don't want to be troubled with that.
No, we don't want to have to do that.
Jason, anything exciting you want to report to tell us or share in your recent life?
No.
Otherwise, we'll just skip you and go to Marnie.
Yep, no, but just busy as fuck. Okay. And I'm able to join you guys right now because I do normally have Tuesdays off, but the boyfriend's incarcerated right now. So,
I thought we were going to skip that altogether.
No, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay.
No, the boyfriend's in jail for a DUI from last year, and finally having to get that taken care of. So I got the night off, and so I'm here to drink.
You actually
with you guys.
Have several nights off. Yeah. Because it's a work release program.
There's a joke there about different jailer, but I didn't know how to get there, so I'm gonna.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, look, a text message. I'll be right back.
Just go ahead and answer the guy.
For those
thing.
Of you watching, if you like Jason, he might be here in a few weeks. Every Tuesday, we'll see. Ms. Ryer,
yes,
I want to tell you, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Oh,
you were running during the AIDS walk, I've heard of running. I've seen other people do it. But wow, congratulations for you to do. You and Aaron were running.
Yeah.
And nobody was chasing you. Like,
I don't think so, at least. You know, so yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, it felt really good the next day.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
You got some things there that, well, this is looking good, but I'm thinking these things are going to slap you in the face.
Yeah, you just have to wear the right support.
Good.
Duct tape.
So something after a few like years, you've got gorilla used to them, you know what?
Right, gorilla tape.
Considering I've had a breast reduction, and my grandma used to look, because I would play like a...
One's always bigger than the other.
Yeah, I was playing soccer and basketball, and she'd be like, well, now. She'd look and go, I don't know how you can play with those things. You know, like, how do you not give yourself black eyes? Shut up, grandma. Like, for real. Because that's not embarrassing.
Right.
Well, then I got a reduction, because, you know... I had to.
I can't imagine if you had not, because apparently they continued to grow.
They
and the older you get, the longer. And I've just heard of so many. I've just heard of so many people over the years, so many women over the years who just have massive back issues because they didn't do a reduction.
Right.
And do you still have back issues? Mm-mm. No. Okay. Good.
Not. I mean. Not,
so you chose your size is just right.
Chose wisely.
I say.
I was like, why aren't they smaller? Mm-hmm. You know, at the time, but. Yeah, I used to, it was awful, like, all up in here, right. I mean, yeah, so.
Al's bra used to dig into his shoulders, too.
Yeah.
Now you throw it to the wind.
I got the
liver.
The pencil doesn't hold at all, it just drops right out.
Yeah, so Aaron wanted to run, and I thought, well, why not?
Okay, you know, that was new.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you guys had already been jogging together somewhere, or this was part of your new fitness, your program at Jabs or whatever.
Well, she just woke up and had too much coffee and said,
that's it. Yeah. She likes to do that. I'm not, nor should I be, a runner.
I ignore that in her voice. I'm just going to throw this out there for you. She can run on her own.
No, absolutely.
Okay, so if you don't want to, don't feel pressure.
No, I not just weight, but my knees from playing fast pitch catcher for a long time are awful.
Awful.
There's a joke in there.
There's quite a few of them. Yeah. Move along, sir. Yeah.
Those literally are softballs across the plate.
But yeah, so I really did the next day kind of like. Ugh.
Oh, okay.
But it was so nice to see your mom and
to
be able to. There were a few faces that I hadn't seen. We missed you.
But that is true. That happens every year. We did miss you being there because your attitude and smarminess was missed.
It was. It was.
But no, but that's one of those things that you forget over the course of a year because you see them and then the holidays are obviously upon us now in the next couple of months. So that happens and then you just get carried away and everything else. And you forget you don't see people for literally a year.
Yeah.
And you forget that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does fly by, but it... was just like you look up and you're like, oh my god, so nice to these friendly faces
and the people from other teams that you have to actually know and like, oh, you walked with them, traitor.
And it was a beautiful day. You're awful, but it was a gorgeous day.
It was.
Oh, it was a gorgeous day. A little warm.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't here, who are enjoying fall temperatures, Phoenix hasn't got there yet. No. We're still in the.
No, we had 100 degrees today.
We had like,
It was 100.
Yeah,
degrees.
Yeah, still 100 degrees. So we're not quite there yet.
Well, and we're not Southern California right now.
Yeah, we're not on fire.
They're getting burned.
You're true. No, I get that. But still, for those of you enjoying the 60s and 70s.
But we had 3 days. We had 3 days of fall. I left. I got out for the third
one. My air conditioner actually has turned off a few times.
Oh, yeah. I haven't given it up yet.
It just turned off by itself
a couple of times.
It auto shut off.
When mine shuts off, I just log in and make it go colder. I'm like, we're not. I'm not ready yet.
You're not surrendering.
Because until it's consistently like 60 degrees outside at night, I'm not gonna do the fan.
Well, and the house doesn't. I don't know about you, but ours doesn't.
Airflow is not the same.
No. Airflow. Yeah. And so it's just
window.
Like, oh, it's beautiful out, stagnant inside.
But I do have the window fan. Like I draw the whole house fan. I do that.
True, do.
But we're still not to that temperature yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I do it at night, but then I have this annoying cough because it's kind of really fucking dry outside. Mm. So the dust is coming. The bugs don't come in. It's all screened, but that dust still makes it through and straight into.
Oh, absolutely.
Would a humidifier help that or no?
I go back and forth on that.
Okay.
There's a new humidifier that I've seen on...
When it gets to the dead of winter and I have the heat on, I have to have a humidifier.
Oh, okay.
Because then I'm just a raging internal fire of dryness.
There's a new one that I've seen that's not doesn't make everything like wet and like really humid like traditional ones. Oh. It's a very fine mister.
Yeah,
maybe that's a new...
It's like an ionizer.
Maybe that's the word.
Yeah, and that's what I have. Mine doesn't like coat everything with water. Mm-hmm. It gives a little bit of relief.
I didn't realize you already had done your research on this. I'm sorry to interfere in your life.
Yeah, if you're one room away, you do not get the benefits of it. Like, you got to be nearby for that.
Plus, you're pretty absorbent yourself.
I'm known for my wicking abilities.
Wicking.
Well, that's very well played there, Mr. Perkins. My God.
Mr. Perkins.
What have you done, sir?
Oh, just, well, I had luncheon last week with Joe and...
And you learned from what you told me, you just learned that he lives right behind the State Fair. So he goes to sleep hearing people screaming.
He's waiting for the lambs to stop screaming as the scary rides are right behind his house.
That's not going to have adverse effects at all.
No, that made me laugh. And then for not a doctor, but I will tell you, if you're 50, you got to get the colonoscopy. Yeah. And it's 2 days of annoyingness for about 35 seconds of nothing. So just get it
done. You mean the prep stuff?
And they're very smart about the prep. If there are some contraindications for doing it the way that I did it.
Prep as in preparation it, not prep as the drug for the anti-HIV.
Right, very
just making sure we clarify.
Smart, very smart.
So, did the preparations for it, and they make you do clears like about 44 hours beforehand. And you just have to go on clear liquids, and then you take one glass of this nasty, nasty, nasty shit.
Only one glass, and then you do one glass the next.
Well, there's contraindications to this one versus the drink the whole gallon.
Okay,
and this one is like one glass the night before, and you do like between 4 and 5 o'clock, and have a really fun night. Just terrific
salad shooter night's what that is.
Well, the salad ended pretty quick. Salad was gone about round 2 of 70. Yeah. And then the next morning you wake up and you can have nothing at all by mouth. So now the clear liquids are gone. So there's no water, there's no coffee, there's no nothing.
Oh.
There's just a glass of this, one more of that stuff for a couple more hours of fun.
Sure.
And
delightful.
And because the day of the clears, I don't like anything sweet, and I cannot suck down a Gatorade.
Okay.
I drank like 2 sips of the Welch's white grape juice. I just didn't drink anything with sugar in it. So by the time it was time for the procedure, I have never had low blood sugar before, clearly, but I now know what that feels like.
Okay.
And I started to fade. Like, I started to know that I was like, sentences weren't making sense.
Sure.
I wasn't quite like we were trying to have conversations, and I kept losing my train of thought, looking out the window, and kind of forgetting where we were going. And
it's fun for me.
I can believe it.
I couldn't play the solitaire game on my phone. I had to put it down because I was like, oh, this is.
I thought you were just shitty at it.
So there is something to be said for like I had lemon ice in my freezer and I never got it. Like, you do have to keep up some kind of electrolytes and sugar.
And I learned.
And I didn't do well.
And I'm not sure if it's just because you were hungry and irritable. I'm not sure if that's part of it, or if this is legitimately a lifelong statement of yours. You have a very violent opposition to Gatorade products.
Oh, I've never. Well, he was there the only other time in my life I had Gatorade, and he watched that vomiting go on for about an hour and a half.
I know.
Gatorade, and there's been lots of nights I've seen you throw one.
And vice versa.
Both of us are kind of professionals.
Yeah.
When I say
I'm the vomiter, he's the crier.
Yeah.
I've seen you cry too, Alfie.
But predominantly,
both of us
I vomit.
Have seen each other like throw up maybe a half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to drinking, both of us are kind of professionals.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and I just don't like. Do not like the taste of it. It tastes
so
it's salty.
You wouldn't want to do any of this kind of stuff.
No, I don't know what that
this
is.
This is a berry
flavored
one. I have different ones, but.
Oh, yeah, it's not as nasty.
Yeah, because the propellant. Like,
not as nasty. Notice that the...
Concentrated 400 times, that's what you have to drink. But imagine that concentrated with, like, the sickening.
And this one is the
berry.
Sweetest one, because I like it.
I always remember the story that my grandfather, my mom's father, told me. Mom, this is show show 321.
Try that one.
I just realized she's posting that in the thing.
I'm not trying to make him throw up.
No, the only other thing that I think of with regards to the procedure was, my grandfather had to drink something called Go Lightly. Okay. And I know we've talked about this before.
That's the gallon that she's talking about.
Okay, the gallon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said they should rename it Go Like Hell.
Yeah, go everywhere, And that's the difference. So you don't have to drink that whole gallon the night before. This is just split up into 2 smaller doses.
Right.
And it tasted so bad. That the first night trying to drink that cup, I was like screaming gagging. Out loud. Like I was like taking. Like and yeah. screaming and trying to swallow because it was so vile. Wow. It was like
why can't they make something?
But it does have sugar in it. It has the electrolytes that I yeah. was that I was missing. So that was that. Well, the next morning when I woke up, I was so thirsty sure. Monday morning because now I had been like 10 hours without any water. Mm-hmm. That was all. That was it. That was the only drink that was going to be available to me that day. And I got that down in like 15 minutes instead of the hour. The first.
Tell me you had the first appointment.
No, God, no.
No, last day was the last one of the
last
day.
One. We got there at... Oh, my God. It was supposed to go up his ass at 3, and like 3:45 was when they finally got to him.
And they were so nice. They apologized up and down. They're like, we're going to skip a lot of questions. Like, we know you're a nurse, so we're pretty sure you wouldn't lay down on this table if you weren't sure you were ready. And I'm like, sure. I did everything. And, I mean, it was 5 seconds.
Yeah.
The astounding.
Guy, yeah.
In and out.
He yeah, in
and
out.
And not the burger.
They put it put an IV in my arm, told me to roll over on my side...
The like, guy said, whatever he said to you.
Put my leg, he's like, good night, Mr. Perkins. And I'm like, wow, that tastes kind of, what's going on?
Wake up,
like,
sir.
They're
wake
like, it. They're like, you're done. I was like, aunt. What? And they're like, yeah, wow. it's over.
And that's why you may have seen the post from on Facebook is propofol. Ask for it by name.
Oh, yeah. Right. And I, because right. it tasted fine. Some people say it's it burns.
Fentanyl, the same as
propofol? No, fentanyl's for pain. That's an analgesic. Propofol is like a sedative / anesthesia.
Propofol okay. is Michael Jackson's
right.
go-to sleep
mom
aid.
Has to get those done all the time because of...
And they might give her something for pain because some people experience okay. pain with the air going in.
Okay.
So it was just funny that it was over. And like I said to the nurse that came in and helped me, I'm like, my blood sugar's really low. I'm like, I need an apple juice. Like, I don't think I can sit up. And so she helped me sit up. She gave me an apple juice, and I was like, second later, I was like, good. All right, now I get it.
I can okay. add, sleepy, I can do things, yeah. I can tap dance, okay. play the violin. She was very busy.
Could you play the violin before yeah. sir?
Yeah. Right?
Exactly. No, but I'm going but like
get it,
mad.
Get it done. If you're turning 50 and you're worried about it, or you think you're going to get away with that, sending the poop off through the mail, just do it. If you have insurance... Just get it done. It really
so in
send the poop off through the mail.
You can do it through the mail.
You can do that through the mail thing that they talk about.
Do you not really watch every TV?
It rules out colon cancer.
No,
that was really? To rule out specifically colon cancer, but it can't.
You're
find
You're shitting
other
in
things.
An envelope. Is this what
no?
Saying?
Yeah, it's like a poop smear.
It really. It's not.
And then you mail it in.
I what? Have to get a poop it's smear. Not unlike... I have to get a poop smear.
Haven't not... you seen those commercials?
Too many smears.
No, yeah, but I think we need that domain.
I'm Jewish. I go get a smear.
You go in the cup. You send it out.
Beer.
You put it in the. It's very like the DNA testing.
No,
instead of spitting in the cup, you shit in the cup.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, you put it in the cup.
I need, but I need. Medical professionals to give better advice on said samples they need because as a child I had to give a stool sample and
is all there
my mom
story sa- behind this
yes all my mom said was all they're asking for is some of your poop. I'm like, okay, so she gives me a mason jar because in the South you have a ton of those.
Oh, sure, of course.
Laying
wow.
around
no,
wow
no.
so
wow they pickled it.
I might have only right. been like 11 or 12 years old
and you
old.
Tried to fill it.
No, I didn't try to. I could. And I filled the thing up and sent it in. I put it in a
It was Wednesday after Taco Tuesday. He was good.
Instead of getting
it, I gave it to the doctor the next day and they came back. They're like, you didn't have to give us so much. And I'm like, well,
I want to make sure.
And usually
sure.
they give you the thing to fill up that gives you an appropriate amount.
Can you fill this, please? Yeah. Can you do this?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Just
so I filled up an entire,
sure.
like, 30, like,
jeez,
huge,
Lord, wow.
Lord.
Oh, Jesus. That's a lot of information.
Wow.
White as a feather.
So, yeah.
Oh, this is a pretty shitty
that's
show.
A
well,
that
kid,
just,
like, that kid could take a shit.
So just...
Wow. Should have saved that for headlines, bitch.
Just go ahead and get the procedure
just
once every
shittier.
10 years and...
When do I have to get my first one?
When you're 50. You're 50. Unless you have some, unless okay. you have symptoms of anything, then they recommend 40. But
so in 2 years, when we're still on this show, guess what I'm going to be explaining to you? The same thing he is.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make Al drive me to my appointment.
Happily.
It'll be.
Al doesn't really like to drive.
Well, we're going to do it.
I will for that. Though.
Oh, okay,
it's a service
okay.
I will provide.
All right.
And it'll be, we'll make it fun.
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe by then he'll be real mad because they'll come up with something better.
Right. You can just do it. For, you can remotely do it. Log in. Just right. hold an iPad on your abdomen yeah. and it's over.
And like it's a fantastic but, tasting oh, drink, yeah. whatever it is.
Yeah. But
vodka's
but
clear.
But, right. But yeah. And I thought about that about
white
wine too.
We're going to call it the Canadian
too,
way.
But that puts a risk of bleeding though. Your risk of bleeding goes up with alcohol. Because I tried to justify liquor too. Let me tell you, I was looking through that refrigerator. For stuff that I could swallow that might have sugar in it.
ice cubes are about, and they still don't have sugar, so you're out of it on that. As far as anything I've done, God, really nothing. Again, we covered AIDS Walk. We did that. It was great. We had fun. Mm-hmm. What in the hell? I'm trying to think of what else of any note, really. I don't think there really is much. I got a message from a friend who saw the who just recently saw the lawn painting video and asked me how and where and why, and they went to buy that stuff, so they're doing their own lawn. I thought that was interesting. Odd.
Yeah.
So I saw that. Not really anything of any other note. We're here. We're moving on, and moving that's along. It.
We're queer, and we're used to it.
We're
that's
used to
it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm not used to it yet. I'm not used to any of you fucking queers.
Wow. Coming from a Subaru driving lesbian.
Like, I didn't know when I bought the Subaru.
I understand that, but you do now.
I know.
You've had plenty of time.
I've had plenty of time. That's correct.
That's an 09.
Goddamn. It's an 05.
It's an 05. Okay, so you
know. Worse.
Plenty of time.
It's fine.
Listen here, Miss. I was a fast pitch softball catcher for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You check a lot of motherfucking boxes.
I know.
No shit. That is true. And other is not one of them you can check anymore.
Fair point.
That's a Birkenstock, Subaru, softball.
There's a lot happening.
Yeah, very much.
I mean, I'm the pot calling the kettle black right here, but
take the Birkenstocks out of the picture.
Why?
They're fucking comfortable. Listen,
I'm not bagging on
the birds.
Exactly.
They're women in comfortable shoes.
That's right. I'm just telling you.
Welcome to Shoe Talk with two lesbians.
I have had no Birks and I've had no Tevas. You know, we're good.
One show that Q Talk has never had is a lesbian shoe show.
Oh
no, they were at about the same time. The
sponsored by Teva.
It's
not okay. Teva.
They were a Jerusalem cruiser for the new age.
Are we still on Tevas?
Oh yeah. My God, that's fantastic.
The Jerusalem cruiser?
So, for the new age.
My relatives from Idaho still refer to a sandal tan as a Teva tan.
A Teva tan, absolutely.
I don't know what
Teva
is.
That's a pretty nice Teva tan you got right there. It's a brand of...
I just have never heard of it.
I'm going to find them for you.
Teva.
Clearly, we were not let into all the lesbian meetings.
Oh, God, no. We couldn't have been. I couldn't have had that many toasters.
Some of those meetings are invitational.
I had, and we thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh, I did own a pair of Tevas, but it's because that's what you could go to the crick in.
In Texas.
Sure. And you could go. We have this.
Oh, a creek. I'm like, what?
Yes. Yes.
Because you got to have creek shoes.
And is so, because they were.
When you're going floating.
They were sandals, but then because of the Velcro, they stayed attached to your feet.
Oh,
no
now we're.
What.
Now there's Velcro involved.
Yeah, they had
Velcro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to need a picture, Marty. Can you send me?
Feet even in the lake.
I'm working this out.
Yeah, it's like a duck.
It is.
But. Is
the closest
it?
I got. Fuck you. It's the closest I got on short notice.
Yeah.
Well, it does, I guess. I guess everything comes out as a duck.
Sounds like a problem after that colonoscopy.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Oh. Let me tell you. Clang, clang, clang. Oh,
if there was ever a better time for you to bottom, though, it would have been that day.
Wow, look at that chat room. My God.
Holy. I would think maybe early this morning would have been a better time.
Do we have another segment?
Yeah. Oh, you want to get shot back about 40 feet.
We do, and it goes like this.
That's what we had.
Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
Kat Carlson, let's start with you.
Getting out of that conversation is my obsession.
That was a good segue. Thank you.
The segue Somebody's obsession might be poop.
Seriously.
We have a special show for that.
That's a
poopsmear.com.
That's a whole different channel.
That's right. Poop smear.
Poop smears and beers.
Oh, and beer. Yeah, we own Pap Smears and Beers now.
Right,
so
right.
Poop smears.
Good. Oh, we're
still
very
not
busy.
Drinking it.
Nope.
But I remember it on Saturday mornings, right after Tom and Jerry. Poop smears and beer.
Good
poop,
lord.
Poop smears and beer. Got it. Kat, what's your obsession?
So my current obsession is mobile audio and video gadgetry.
Gadgetry.
Yeah.
My gosh.
So I have been on kind of a nonstop like online shopping.
Hi, Jenny.
Excursion. No buying yet, but a lot of viewing and researching.
Oh, we did have a conversation with Randy Bingham.
We did talk to Randy Bingham about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for AIDS Walk, I had, you know, made all of these videos asking people for money repeatedly.
Yes.
And apparently I get awfully repetitive, so I'm going to have to start to expand my material.
Oh, that
here.
32-minute drive to work that you did, that video was fucking funny to me.
That was terrible.
Was that really 32 minutes?
Yeah, so it was my entire drive to work. It was 32 minutes, so I set up a tripod in the van.
I thought there was a windshield mounted thing. All
no,
right.
no, no. It was just the tripod set up kind of in the. It did really well. It didn't bounce a whole lot.
I thought exactly.
Yeah, but it's a pretty straight shot.
I leaned over and waved.
It's a pretty straight shot from, you know, my house to the Cobalt. So there's not a whole lot of jostling of the camera. But yeah, that 31 minutes.
We don't get to use the word jostle a lot on this show. Yeah. So thank you for bringing that.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
It was our PSAT word of the day.
Well placed.
Reaching into the vocabulary bank there every once in a while.
The secret word is jostle.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I'm obsessed because they have these rigs where you could just put your cell phone in to the middle of it, and it's this like wireframe, and you like connect all the wires, and it's got like a directional microphone, and it's got an LED light, and it's got a little tripod. Like it's it's one stop shopping for the self facing podcaster or videocaster, and I'm obsessed, and I haven't decided what to buy yet, but I feel like I have to buy all of the things.
all of the things.
Yeah. Well, you need all the toys to play all the games.
Right, and I have to make all of the videos, but between the 32 minutes Facebook Live, Cat Carlson Memorial, Drive Time Telethon.
I don't know how they know my order. I never come to this Starbucks. that was good. That was funny to me.
Because they literally know. Like, I pull
all right.
up.
I heard
order.
It.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we'll see you around the way, Kat.
What you, I don't know whatever what pike about. You ordered. And they're yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's black coffee with ice because I'm my grandmother.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's me. A venti Americano with okay. ice cubes in it so I can drink it with a straw. Yep. Hi, Grandma.
Well, welcome to Coffee Talk on Q Talk America.
I'll take a tall pike with like 4 ice cubes because I'm going to chug it on the way to work.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're just wired when you get there.
Because it's a medical necessity.
That's literally how I order it. Like, you have to cool it off enough so that I can chug it.
Sure. I say a few, though. I don't give them specific. Just
I'm
a pretty. Few
I'm
cubes.
Like 5 ice cubes. Yeah. Because otherwise, then it's too cold.
But
it's
how
too
many?
Hot,
but how many shots are you telling them to put in it?
No,
so it's not espresso. I'm just drinking brewed coffee.
Oh, for an Americano, though.
For a 4 shots.
4
in
shots.
In
4 shots.
I know, but I always.
Why do you ask?
Wait for a venti at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Is that all
they put?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I.
I
up in a notch.
Yeah, me too.
My cocaine abuse of the 90s has caused that.
Well, I like to do.
I mean, when you've been this high.
My cocaine of the 90s has nothing to do with it. I just.
I'm like,
it.
No, I just. Yeah. I always have them do it 6 to 8 shots.
Oh, I do not have that.
And then I like a red eye too, where you do the 4 shots, but you don't fill.
Wouldn't
it with
after
hot
6 to 8 shots, you would have a red eye?
Yeah, no. The red eye is so
or
you can
pink
stay,
eyes.
So
you
know
what I'm
saying? So you do 4 shots of espresso, and instead of filling it with hot water to make it an Americano, you fill it with coffee.
Yep.
So you diluted your espresso with coffee.
Yep.
And hence the red eye flight. Like, you're awake.
So cocaine and crack.
Mixed together.
Mixed together.
Yeah. Yay.
That does sound lovely.
In a way that Whitney and Bobby could enjoy.
I'll never snort this way
swimming.
Again. Oh, criminy. Okay.
Lovely.
Oi.
All right.
So that's your obsession.
Yep. That's it.
Carlton,
watch
do you have
for more mediocre
something
videos.
That's and what the obsession segment is? Something that you've just been a.
No, I still listen to your show occasionally.
Oh, that makes 3 people now. God, good for you.
Nice,
so,
thanks,
what's your obsession
thanks,
lately?
Really climbing up in the ratings.
Literally, my obsession lately is finding deals on ice cream because.
No, I'm not opposed to this.
I got a new fridge and freezer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I told you because I had to hook up the water line to the other side of the house.
I don't recall.
So I got it, and now that I have much more buco amounts of freezer space, now when I go to the store, and I got so happy the other day because my obsession worked, and I found a deal on Dreyer's ice cream, and it normally is $6 at the store, and it was on sale for $2.38. And I bought,
wow,
I bought a dozen.
Oh my god! A dozen? Well, that makes sense.
I bought a dozen.
That's
of
like
them.
Buying 2 gallons. You can just buy a dozen for $2.
They're the 32-ounce,
right.
I think, size.
Oh my god!
So I filled up because I love my ice cream.
I do enjoy
and,
it.
It. So that.
Now,
was
did
my,
you buy various flavors?
Oh
or
yes,
did, or
all
just
different
all,
kinds. And
oh,
I,
you do.
I, you know, my happiness is because of the candy that I also love. another obsession is I bought the Kit Kat flavored, the Rolo flavored, the Butterfinger flavor. It was like
I could stop at Butterfinger and Oreo and be done.
Parties at your house today.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I get my obsession is buying sale items.
That is true. He is very much that way.
I love, you know, it's kind of the Jewish in me.
You're the She's coupon born to queen. Coupon. Totally is.
I love a good deal, and if I can find a good deal on wine and candy and ice cream, then I am sold. And I am happy. A lot of people are like, but you had to drive halfway across the town, and so you spent like $8 in gas to get that deal.
Still
like,
saving money.
Nope, still saving money. I love a good deal. Like, it's kind of like...
Now, that is something you've always been good at, and I just am not. I'm not a coupon person like that. I find it for a little less, and I'm good.
But now with technology, I love that you can download coupons automatically, like your Fries card we had for a long time that I taught you about.
Right.
Still the free Friday deal I love. I don't care what it is. I mean, one time I'm like, Clayton, I don't have a cat, but I got some free cat food. Here you go. Like,
I happen to have two cats.
So, I mean, it's free still a thing. So I think...
Right.
Free Friday. What is this free Friday?
On Fries, every Friday, they send you a free in their email. They send you, you click on it and go to the link and it's on their website. And then you add the free Friday, whatever the fuck it is, to your card, your little Fries card. So then when you go shop, and it's good for like 2 or 3 weeks after you add the item. So then you pick up whatever the item is, if it's Febreze, if it's a dusting thing, if it's a food
cat
item,
food.
When
cat
you go
food.
Through, it's free.
It's free. They just take it off your bill.
Because they do a thing at Safeway where you take a picture of the scan card with the just for you savings, and you don't really take a picture. You just hold up your scanner to it, and it sends it to your cart.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same song.
Yep.
But same it does. Song. It's fun because it's a lot of times it's the Triscuits that I eat on a regular basis.
And then, but I do like how Fries is kind of like the Google of grocery stores, where they know your shopping habits and patterns. They know what you like to buy frequently.
They send me coupons for shit that I buy every week.
Your coupons that you get are tailored to what you buy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a little big brother, but I love the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So because I like to save money. Mm-hmm. So to end my portion of obsession is my, I guess I to big picture it, my obsession is saving money in some sort of way on little things in life that I enjoy.
Yep. I like that.
A lot of ice cream.
I like it.
Yep.
Well played.
Unfortunately,
I understood the assignment.
Unfortunately, Jason just found out that he's lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Never.
No, but your IBS.
I know. It doesn't what about, like it.
Oh, you do have an issue.
I call it ABS because I like cars too. It's Angry Bowel Syndrome.
Angry Bowel Syndrome.
And I feel a little bit sorry for people with lactose intolerance, but they're always fucking skinny, those little motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I know.
Pisses me off.
I'm not skinny right now. Heaviest I've ever been.
We were talking about you.
Yeah.
But I've been eating a fuck ton of ice cream.
No shit.
That sure could be a reason.
That has a side effect.
It does. It's called obesity.
Cat has no lactose.
Happy.
Marnie, what have you been doing? Or what's your obsession? Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I knew where we were going with
that. Yeah.
So I sent you a picture with my new obsession.
Oh, I'm gonna agree with you.
Yep. And Amina, I have a feeling, will like this very much, obsession.
I thought Kat Carlson would enjoy it, too.
Absolutely. But Amina might, might fly here.
I'm going to put this in the middle of the screen because I'm pretty happy with this, too. Look at that young man.
Hi, Sarah Ramirez.
Who is she?
Is she coming to town?
Oh, my.
No, she is going to be starring in Madam Secretary every week.
Shut the fuck up.
I know. I'm
wow,
so excited.
She looks good.
Oh, hello.
Looking good, Mr.
I mean, I'm a little upset about the eyebrows, if it was a boy, I'd probably date it.
They're a little
anyway. Amina, what do you think?
You've dated boys that look like that.
I understand that.
Yeah. I was devastated when she left Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. Devastated.
Oh, I'm like, her?
Why can't we get rid of the fucking blonde bitch? We hate her.
Yeah.
Keep the hot girl.
She is gorgeous.
We're going to get a closer look at this young man.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh. But even on Grey's Anatomy days, she had those eyebrows. And
she's
just
gorgeous.
Uh-huh. It's just Sharpie.
Can you send me another picture of her that I might remember? Because I don't know who this is based on name.
Oh, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this the girl who came a couple years ago to Phoenix and she spoke during the...
She was at the HRC Gala.
HRC Gala. Yeah. I do know who she is. I met her. Yep. Wow, I met her? Wow. Good for her. Well, all right.
Here, this is how you probably know her.
Hang on. We're going to... Look at that.
Copy.
Stand by. Kat Carlson is our crack production crew.
Yeah. Oh, I know who she is.
Oh, okay.
I saw her. I found her.
When did you decide to stop watching Grey's?
around the time that Meredith coded for 4 hours and went back to work the next day.
Oh my God, that is
they
totally
jumped
her.
The shark, if that term can work for this. So many times on that show.
You
that
know,
used
they
to be
haven't
my
had
favorite.
A shark yet, though.
They, yeah. Never a shark.
No, never an actual, but they're waiting.
Yeah. I mean, I love that show for like the first 6 years, and then after that, I'm like, I can't.
Here
I'm
is here
still
is
in. I'm
now,
still
now
in.
This is
yes.
a this is
that's
a shot from Grey's
Anatomy. And that's not even a great one.
Wait, no, but this
but
is from Grey's
hot.
Anatomy.
Yeah,
is that what
yeah.
this is from.
Yeah, that's from Grey's yeah. Anatomy.
So this was her then, right? And yeah. I and this is the woman I met, the long hair, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. great speaker. She was a great. She gave a
and
great
she's
talk.
A fantastic. She's never in anything where she sings, but she's from.
And she's a donut bumper, right?
Camelot. No. She was in Camelot.
No, Camelot.
Yeah. Big old dyke.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. then here
oh,
she
I didn't
is
realize
now.
She was. Oh, I didn't know she was a lesbian. Is
yeah.
she?
Yeah, no. Bisexual.
So, I maybe, bisexual, sure.
Man. I thought she was just an ally, but she was.
Wow.
The,
yeah.
She was the lady in the lake in Spamalot. And Tony Award winning.
Mm-hmm. She
the show.
Will. Oh, look at Amina.
The funny that the,
eyebrow,
the
right
eyebrows
now.
Look very different, though they are the same. You're yeah. right, Jace. They are the same eyebrows there. But and in this, but they look
but
very
you,
different.
Yeah, yeah, when you put it with the short pompadour, then
when you put it with Dusty Brinsmade's hair, yeah.
sure,
right? No, exactly.
True
figure,
story.
With male figure skater hair,
I'm getting that haircut.
And I don't want anyone to get confused when I start talking about my love for Kat.
Yeah,
no offense, but she's going to be playing Kat Sandoval
oh.
every week.
Kat
so,
Sandoval,
Sarah Ramirez.
That might
be
the
Kat.
Ultimate lesbian name.
Catherine Sandoval, that's what we call
no,
her Kat.
Sandoval.
Right, but her name's Catherine.
We don't know that.
I'm going to assume that.
In my twilight years, I'll be Catherine.
Right, you'll revert.
No, I'm not old enough for all that yet.
I don't think you're ever going to be. You think you're going to be Catherine?
I think so.
Really?
I think at some point I'm just going to be too fucking old.
There are a few
no,
people
no, 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 no.
to go by Catherine.
No, thank you. No, I don't think so.
Sandwiches out of gummy bears and are. Cashew halves.
Yes.
I didn't right even watch what you were eating. Well, I didn't even see it. I'm going to have a Butterfinger
called
cupcake.
Out.
I right. thought that.
Love it.
I like that it only took 58
food.
Minutes for someone to look at what we were eating and be like, God damn, you people make some strange food choices.
What are they, ranch corn nuts? What is it?
Well, no, there's a lot of nuts.
Gummy bears and cashews right now. Here, have one.
But
it's a sandwich. It's savory and sweet.
What are the corn nuts Al brought?
It's ranch. We have regular and cool ranch.
It's a bear and nut sandwich.
It's a bear and nut
where
sandwich.
Where are we on the obsession train? We're
yeah, the only thing that I wanted to say with this was that one of the cutest remarks was the pocket chain that Sarah Ramirez
wait,
has
bring
on
the picture
there.
Back.
Stand by. Hold on.
Bring the meat back.
She got a pocket watch.
She has the pocket
oh,
chain.
Oh, there
going
it is.
On.
You're right. There it is.
The pocket chain
oh,
has,
one of those.
Has put Ring of Keys in my head, and now the song doesn't seem to be going anywhere from fun.
Yeah.
But you need the. All so. Lesbians have the little clip. What's it called for you?
Carabiner.
Carabiner.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, my
inside
God.
Inside joke from Sunday. Little beaner. We got a little carabiner. So, but I can't. I can't
I'm pretty
do a chain.
Sure I still have my chain wallet. Are those coming back?
No.
I've been waiting.
The what?
You wait right
just
there, dear.
Keep it. Because there might be a party.
Yes. You a wait
like
right
that?
Fucking
so,
there.
So, yeah, I still have mine because that was a thing with the wallet. Yeah.
All right.
I still have yeah. mine, I'm pretty sure.
For those of you, this is, if you can't tell, that's what we're looking at, the little chain thingy. That she's got.
And shit is connected to a wallet.
Okay. I hope it's a watch.
And this is my
I'm hoping for a
it's
pocket
a
watch.
Motherfucking, pocket watches go in your vest, not in your back pocket.
All right. Well, okay.
It's probably just connected.
I'm not going to doubt you.
Clearly, if you doubt it, you start a rumble.
It yeah. seems like a. Yeah.
I figured you'd like the show tunes reference. Like, there's that. Alfie, what are you obsessed about?
Well, I can't choose, but I'm going to go with the Stephen King this week because, wow, is this the year of Stephen King? Mm-hmm. They did Gerald's Game on Netflix. One of my favorite novels, and I was wondering, like, as a standalone movie, would they somehow tie in Dolores Claiborne? Because the weird
love
thing
that.
About Dolores Claiborne and Gerald's Game, they were released about a year apart, and they look at one point, the stories intertwine during an eclipse. And they brought it up, so I don't know if that means that Netflix is going to be making Dolores Claiborne next, if they're going to remake Dolores Claiborne next, or they just left it in there for you to wonder, like, who is the woman that's looking at her in the well? Very strange.
Hmm.
But 1922, one of my favorite stories by shorter stories, novellas for him from a collection of stories called Full Dark, No Stars, which I love that title. But a story called 1922 that scared me on an airplane. I read it on an airplane and was, like, looking at everyone around me to make sure they were alive. That's on. They just redid that with Thomas Jane. And then with It and with everything going on.
Is he still hot right now? he has his phases.
He's looking very 1920s in the 1922 movie, like he's farmer. So I haven't watched it yet. Perhaps when I go home from this, I will. But Gerald's Game was really good, and it makes me want to go back and read all these books. I've already read them, and he's so prolific that you can't waste time reading one a second time. Because
There's no time.
He puts out a book, a novella, a short story, or something with his son. No, he does.
Every 7 minutes, yeah.
Different Seasons was his first book of novellas, and that's where we get Shawshank Redemption,
okay,
Stand By Me, and Apt People. Like, three of the four were made into movies, and like 1408 or 1409, the movie about the haunted hotel room, that's more from a book of short stories, where this last thing where he did Just Before Sunset, Full Dark, No Stars, Just After Sunset. It was like all about the time of night.
I like
night.
That
Those
that
were
title
novellas.
Too.
Those were more like novellas than they were short stories. So he just has so fucking much. But I like that everybody's like gone back to it and been like, you know what, there's some stupid shit in here and there. But then there's some really good, scary fucking stories. In Gerald's Game, about a woman who gets handcuffed to a bed and her husband has a heart attack. And she's out in the middle of nowhere, and she's got to get out of the cuffs and the things that she thinks she sees in the dark as she goes through 2 days locked to a bed. And is there someone in the corner? You know, that thing of
that would freak me out.
Is there something in the shadow there, or am I just making that up? Because I'm
shadow knows.
Yeah. Only so, and it just plays. It's one of those things that it plays on such a simple fear of like, is there something in the corner of your room, or is that just the coat rack? Or
there is something there.
There is always something there. Yeah.
Always something there to remind you.
Yeah, always something. So just the Stephen King thing and the fact that all these years later, 40-some years later, he's still giving. He's still giving you a little bump in the
all
night.
All the feels.
Yeah.
He's got a new one that just came out. Is the book out yet?
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty with his son. Oh. His son's an author, too. His wife's an author. They all fucking write.
Oh, my God. They just sit around and write shit.
Yeah. Owen, I think. Oh, but actually, both sons write. The one goes by a pseudonym. He goes by Joe. I think Joe Hill is. There's Owen King that writes under his real last name.
Oh.
There's Joe Hill, who's written a couple famous things.
Okay,
but he doesn't go. He doesn't want to be associated with his father. He wanted to be famous on his own. And then Tabitha King.
Commendable.
Writes.
I did the same thing.
But if you look up the son that writes under the pseudonym, there's like two famous movies that were based on. There's one or two things that were based on him. So it's a prolific family. I mean, you're just reading that one family, you'd waste your whole life.
Yeah. Very busy.
Not waste, time well spent. And you?
My obsession this week has kind of been that had to do with a different topic of discussion.
Those are carabiners.
Carabiners was funny. And then somebody got offended because they don't like anything to do. If the word at all has the word beaner in it, they get offended. I'm like, calm the fuck down.
Settle down.
No, my obsession this week is an audio audio obsession. They just released the remastering of Listen Without Prejudice, coupled with the MTV Unplugged concert from George Michael. And it's everything I ever wanted and more, because it's remastered. And we've been through it with Miss Summer. Donna Summer they've had re-released and re-engineered and remastered multiple tracks from her. And again, you can hear the clarity so much better than you could have. Like, what, Listen Without Prejudice was in
91.
Yeah, so like we're talking a long time.
And a very flawed way to listen to music. There's a lot that was wrong with CDs when they first came out. So everything needed to be remastered.
Right.
Yeah. You were just missing highs and lows. It turned it all into computer bytes, and it really
made a difference.
For the first 15 years was
the
awful.
Remastering is really, really good. You hear things. I literally was driving today and I'm like, "What? Where did that sound come from?" Like, I'd never heard it in the song before.
Well, it was awful, but it was better than us dubbing it off of our cassette players off the radio.
Like pressing
off the radio,
right. Yeah.
I mean, that's how most of us got our music.
Right,
yes,
back in the day. So I've been kind of obsessed.
Yeah, it's leaps and bounds above.
Yes, and like CDs when they came out were leaps and bounds above what we had at the time.
Right.
But it's funny,
now,
you're right, though. We didn't realize the restrictions and how flat, if you will, CD music was. Though
compared to the richness of vinyl, if you owned the vinyl, you were always, CDs would always leave you like,
right.
Well, though you missed, had the vinyl and you were a little stoned in your parents' basement, too. So,
it's still the best way to listen to music.
I remember my cousin, who I just visited in Missouri, when they got the first Tower Stereo with a CD player. And I'll never forget, in their living room, whatever CD they had. I have no idea what it was because, you know, initially everybody bought their stereo and like five CDs that were their favorite albums mm-hmm. so that they would at least start their CD collection right, back right, in the day. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, he showed me whatever CD he ejected from it. He took the CD and sailed it across the living room like it was a Frisbee. And he's like, can't damage it.
Oh, my God. My uncle did the exact same
thing.
Totally
can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skipped like they a motherfucker. They can skip. Farm.
You can fuck him up. I mean, it didn't at the time, but I learned much later. You yeah. could that little tin foil on the back of it, you write on it with an ink pen, you're done. It's over. You have to do it with felt tip markers. There was all these things you actually had to do to protect
$11 a CD. $11 you've wasted.
Oh, totally. Absolutely do it. But it was funny. I'll never forget him flinging the CD across the living room. You can't damage it. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
The thing that I remember the most, though, was how good, because there was no press and play. You know what I mean? Those old 45, mm-hmm. where just put it down with a shitty needle and it got, you know, broadcast out of a cardboard box. I mean, there were some shitty ways to listen to vinyl. And so for a lot of people, CDs were a step up because lowest level of CD player was above that.
Sure. But
if you had a good needle and a good sound system, like...
And a clean vinyl.
And a clean... That sounded amazing.
Pops and cracks. Right.
But the first time I got a Sony Discman and heard, like, that clear quality, I was like, oh, something that was, like... Once vinyl was gone and they stopped, they were going right for digital recordings.
Right.
And you heard something recorded for digital, played on digital... Dude, good. Oh my God, that used to be like crack. That was the
amazing.
Best.
So again,
and you look for that DDD to see how it was recorded. Yep. If it never hit analog, if it was digitally recorded, digitally mastered, digitally played, then you were like, yes.
Okay. And I encourage you, if any album that you love that you've listened to forever and ever and ever has been remastered and they've gone back to the original analog tapes and redone it. Just buy it again.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
all you have
It'll
to do. Buy it again. It's amazing.
I remember the Beaches soundtrack for that for me because I had several CDs and then they put out the Beaches soundtrack and I had, who knew, a gay man at 9 years old loving Bette Midler. But
well, that's where I fell into.
You check a lot of boxes, honey. Yeah. You check a lot of those boxes.
That's why Marty and I get along.
In fact, I told that to
with
Mom.
The grand staircase and everything.
When we were driving, when Mom and I drove, I think to...
That was funny.
When we drove to Flagstaff before we left on our trip, it was one of those things. And she's heard the story before, but I don't know if she remembered it at the time. You said 9 years old and you didn't know what music.
I think so, yeah.
What
I was supposed to sound
it's,
like.
Right. It's funny. I don't recall. I don't really know why or what drew me to it. But because she worked for ABC back in the day in the 70s, she worked for ABC Records and she was a record rep. And she would
tell me
she my mom.
Thank you.
And she went
I
into
didn't realize that.
Back in the day. She went into Walmart and she would restock the Walmart shelves with albums. Like her, she was a record distributor. Yeah. Is what my mom did, and. She brought home, she used to bring home all kinds of albums.
That was my first CD.
Which I have. She brought home that Donna Summer Live and More, and I don't know specifically what about it I loved, but I loved it, and I listened to the shit out of it. And I still have the vinyl in the living room, two rooms over, but I played that like as we were driving. I'm like, you probably haven't heard this in forever, and I just went right to the concert. And she remembered, and she's grooving to it like we were, but I'm like, you have no idea what this meant to me.
Yeah.
And it still does. Listening to Live and More still takes me back to so many different things. But it's just that sound and that music. But when I got it on CD and I could quit listening to it on the vinyl with the popping, I'm like, oh, it's clean. It's all clean and good. Now, they haven't, if to my knowledge, they haven't remastered that, have they?
No, they can't find the tapes. I don't think they can't find the there's two things they can't find the tapes to.
Well, she's dead.
And Harrison is talking about when I found Rhythm Nation. I got Rhythm Nation, which, you know...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right. Oh, my God. I was not prepared. Because, like I said, things that were recorded for that medium is very different than taking something old
and
putting
absolutely.
It onto CD. Yeah. That's where they failed.
The only thing that I loved about it is the fact that you had the clarity and you lost the pops and cracks. But you're like... You lost the warmth of the music, which analog totally gave you. Tape or otherwise, the warmth of that sound was just very different.
Yeah.
Whew.
Oh,
look at that. Well, my obsession fits with everybody. I feel proud. Like I feel
and
good.
And aside from the one thing song starting my seizure disorder, that Rhythm Nation is still my favorite CD.
Can we test that now? Are we still are
no,
we good
I can,
now?
I can listen to
Love. Oh, thank God.
It was
God.
Love Will Never Do Without You used to give me seizures. That was my audio trigger.
I'm glad we've passed that out.
Yes.
So if it happened to other songs, I never knew it, but I knew I had a
scene. Between medication
and remind me, because I haven't probably watched it in 20 years, was Love Will Never Do, the one with the...
Demon.
With Tyson Beckford as the model in the video.
I like where you're going, but I'm not sure where it is.
He's an Academy Award...
Oh, is he on the motorcycle? Is that the one?
No,
it was all black and white. Now, shot out in the desert.
Shot out in the
Somebody's
desert.
Somebody's going to look it up for me, I'm sure.
What's his name? He was in Blood Diamond with Leonardo DiCaprio. He's in it. That's where he comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But there is another guy in that. The other one you're thinking of is
Tyson Beckford is in the one I'm thinking of.
But there might be two guys in there.
Lovely dark man.
I was fascinated by the one that ended up being the Academy Award nominee for America, and he was in Blood Diamond.
Digimon Jewel. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, we're making all the right noises.
Yep, Digimon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amina, can you help us?
Yeah.
Right here.
Digimon Jewel.
Hansu.
He's very, very hot.
He's in the video. That's his big break.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Beckford was in the Janet Jackson video I'm thinking of.
Love Will Never Do Without You.
And I think it was Love, but. That video.
I think it was Love.
That's what happens like when love. You Google. But there were Tyson Beckford both, Jackson music videos. So.
Oh, so it does match up. Yeah, so both, I was thinking of it.
Yeah,
this one right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's I like this guy. You like the other.
Now,
guy.
If you go into a seizure, I am not responsible.
So that's
sign a waiver. Beckford. Sign really quick.
And right. It's also who's the hot Latino one that's in it? But you should or Italian. You should know this.
Oh,
one.
Oh wait, Antonio Sabato Jr.
Yes, he's in it.
Who became an asshole?
Oh god!
Who now is a Republican asshole?
Yep.
I'm not. No, he's gorgeous.
See, and I didn't even look at this video for him. I look.
I forgot there's three hotties on it because I was focused on the one that became Academy Award nominee, and it's got Madonna's one backup dancer that holds her up in like a prayer.
My gosh, we've learned a lot, haven't we, right here? Yeah, look at those see so many things we've learned right here.
Oh yeah, this used to give me seizures like crazy.
I'm gonna give it. I may need a towel. We have to stop this right now.
I'm more concerned about
why
the seizures.
Why is Aaron talking about Roxette?
I'm not sure why.
Why not?
No. I mean, that's what I'm thinking is Roxette, but I don't know if that's what he's referring to. If there was
I don't know what he's talking about. We're going to go this way because we're way over time.
Oh, but it's over now.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what it is? It's headline time. We're going to do our teaser before we start hour two. Here we go. Some stories that we're going to like that you might. If you don't, well, fuck ya. Oh, my God. Garbage truck trial.
Attaboy.
Don't be a flake.
Oh. Why is she the least popular cabinet member ever?
Wow.
I'll pull a gun on you if you don't finish my son's hair.
This bitch.
De cunt.
Alfie.
Mark Wahlberg. Oh, no. We're going to go with quarantine.
Quarantine! Whoa! Oh, yes. Whoa. Those are the headlines coming at you at the beginning of hour two, which comes at you right after this. Stick with us, won't you? It's Q-Talk America. Enjoy!